Everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin. I'm joined by the one, the only, Mr. Bowser himself, Rich Stamboli.
Like Bowser from the Marios?
Yeah, yeah.
From the Super Marios?
Yeah, from the Super Marios.
That's cool. I'm okay with that.
You're cool with Bowser?
I like Bowser.
I like
Bowser's
great.
Too. He's a dummy, though.
Is he?
No. Bowser's like...
He's able to steal that princess every time.
Did you play Mario Odyssey yet?
Yes, I did.
How do you like
it? I have to tell you, you know my whole thing about the 3D Marios I'm not a fan of? I really enjoyed it.
Good game.
It's a really good game. Yeah. It's super easy.
Yeah.
I played like 2 hours.
Okay.
I like it. Open world experience.
Have you gone from planet to planet yet?
Yes.
Okay.
I got in the spaceship.
Okay.
And I blasted away.
Great. It gets better. It really ramps up.
My son Hank says hi.
What's
what up,
Hank?
Tim Anger, everybody. Eat that shirt.
What's up, Tim?
This is a show all about professional wrestling and Mario Twins. We're big fans of that game. We talk about everything that happened on Raw, on SmackDown, on NXT, AEW, New Japan, Impact, Tessa Blanchard's life.
Oh,
where do you want to begin this week? Because a lot of controversy. My God.
Scott Steiner and NWA. Let's talk about Scott Steiner
and NWA. But you know what's funny? So... Something's going on with this mic. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. Or it could be my ears. I don't have the depth today. I'll touch on the Tessa stuff a little bit.
Touch on it, baby.
But you got to... The hysteria of the internet speaks volumes. I'm not talking about that.
Yeah.
We have that incident, right? That alleged incident.
Right.
Which, if true, it's a horrific thing to do to somebody.
Sure.
You know? So, if true... Again, I don't know. We don't know this. I'm sure more will come out of this, but I'm not gonna assume that she did do this. I know that she had a bad rep backstage. Uh-huh. She would. She was very aggressive. She was very stiff in the ring. She's had numerous issues.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's not too far fetched to believe that is possible that this happened.
I'm going to throw this one up to who cares?
Who cares?
Because, I think just because of the way social media and the internet works now, where it's like any little tiny thing,
it will
blow up to the nth millionth
degree. Nth millionth time, okay? You know? Okay, fine. If this is true, rightfully so, people are upset.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, this morning, yesterday morning, people were freaking out and calling Triple H out because in an interview, he was talking about Edge returning. He said something about Paige. And about Paige, maybe Paige might have a kid somewhere she doesn't know about.
Well, the joke was, he was like, I want to see everybody return, but I also want to see them be healthy. I'm paraphrasing here. And him going, well, Edge has kids. And then he was like, and Paige probably has kids that she doesn't know about. And then there was a 2 second silence and then the room started laughing. And he was like, thanks for laughing, guys. Somebody get these guys some coffee. He was doing a joke.
He was doing a joke. And people are very upset over that.
Why?
They feel that it was a personal attack.
Oh my God!
And that she's gone through a lot and more than she should, and now this is just another personal attack on her being loose.
No,
I was like, dude, come on.
That's not how I took it.
But I mean, you can't have the same guttural reaction to that line and to something that Tessa Blanchard possibly did.
Right. I think the Triple H thing. I think the joke was, that she's such a firecracker. That she got a guy pregnant.
Yeah. I think that was probably the line. Yeah.
Because, Paige is very, she's very in your face, British style, you know?
And who cares?
Yeah. Who cares?
At the end of the day, who cares?
Who cares? Who cares?
Yeah. Who cares?
That's the name of this episode.
Who cares?
Rusev Bobby Lashley?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Dolph Ziggler?
Who cares? I do care about Drew McIntyre now, though.
You do like
more so than I like him.
Oh, you're
a lot
into
now.
It now.
Okay, I'm into it way more now. Than I was because I feel like they're giving him, he's on that precipice of okay, this guy's going to be maybe the champ in the next year or so.
I actually enjoyed Raw this week, but I did watch the abridged version. I watched the Hulu version, which is an hour and a half, so it's in half the time. But I really like Drew. I like the whole Drew and AJ Styles and Randy Orton thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. Ricochet looks like $1 million, that guy.
Always, yeah.
Always looking like $1 million. What do you think of Buddy Murphy joining the stable?
I like it.
Of AOP and Rollins.
I want to them to have a cool name.
What
I don't know. I don't know, because that's like every so often you'll get like that four-man group show up, right?
So you got a Pakistani, right? You got an Albanian.
Mm-hmm.
You got a half-Armenian,
mm-hmm.
right? Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
And you got an Australian.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give them some bizarre name.
Well, they can't do, who was the...
I know what you're talking about.
The world dudes? Was Del Rio, Rusev?
Yeah. Sheamus and Vince.
Yeah, what were those guys called?
The League.
The League of League of Nations?
Something.
What were they called that?
I don't know.
The League of the World. Anyway, but like, so you have like these four-man groups that show up every so often, and I think they need a cool name. You can't have like Nexus or what was the other one that was after the Nexus? The Core?
The Core, and then there was a Civil War, the Core and the Nexus.
Right. Yeah. And then you had like the League of Nations. I really want to say that's
League of Nations, that's what
the
it was.
One. Okay.
The League of Nudes.
The League of Nudes.
Somebody.
Green Lives Matter says that Rollins Stable should be called the Clown Pile.
The Clown Pie. Oh, Clown Pile.
Pile. I don't know, man. Like I like the faction. I'm a little over Seth Rollins, to be honest with you.
I like him better as a heel.
I like him better as a heel too, but I also just feel like he's also bland.
I got a question. Do you
the one glove?
Do you think we like? I gravitate towards a heel character.
Sure.
Okay. And I feel you're a little bit of the same. Yeah. Do you think it? Why do you think we gravitate towards heels? Do you think it's a general feeling out there that more people could reflect with a heel because there's depth?
No, you know what? I think for me personally, I like a good heel because they don't have to follow the rules. But if you're a bland heel, like Corbin, as much as I like Corbin, I think he's got a lot of heat. I don't think he's a great heel in terms of like that. He's not vile. He doesn't do wacky stuff. You know, I think you have to be like really over the top to be like a good heel. You know who's a great heel?
Who?
Attitude Era Triple H.
Yeah. I mean, but that's like real solid. He wasn't a cool heel. I mean, he was cool. But,
he was cool, but yeah. He didn't play up that cool heel thing. He was like a piece of crap. Right?
Yeah, he was a total piece of shit.
Yeah, he was a piece of shit. Yeah. And I think that works where, you know, like him, like specifically like the Mankind thing. Like beating up the fake Mankind, doing all the Stephanie stuff, you know, like great heel stuff. Now, I think just because of like your sponsors and like whoever's funding the show, you can't go too over the top with that stuff. Boss Man, great heel.
Boss Man was a really good heel.
But
here's the thing. I missed the Boss Man heel.
Okay.
Right? Because that was on the cusp of me starting to watch wrestling, 1988, 1989.
No, I meant like later on.
Corporate heel.
Corporate Boss Man heel.
Oh, okay.
Corporate Boss Man.
Him and Akeem.
He fed Al Snow his dog.
Oh, my God.
He stole Big Show's dad's casket.
Yeah, real piece
like,
of crap.
Piece of shit heel. You can't get that.
You know how old he was during that moment?
26.
He was like 22 years old.
Piper, great heel.
Great heel.
Now you're getting like, it's like, yeah, I play a bad guy on TV, and it has to be palpable. You know, like, I want Seth Rollins to be a complete and utter piece of crap.
I don't think he's capable of it.
You don't think so?
Yeah. I don't think any of them are, because they've disconnected from the character.
Okay.
Right? I mean, we're going back to guys that lived. I mean, I also think a lot of these guys were possibly, mm-hmm. in the early days, like, you're talking, I'm not saying Piper was a piece of crap, but it's a reflection of who he is.
Sure.
The best heels project who they really are.
Brock
is a great heel
example.
Because he doesn't do anything that's heelish.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, what does he do that he's really a heel?
He
just beats people up. That's his job.
He beats people up. He has the attitude of not caring. And also, I think the fact that he can't quote-unquote speak for himself on air drives people so nuts. You're not getting like a five-star promo from Brock Lesnar himself. It's going to be Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
You know,
I find that, you know what, MJF, great heel,
mm-hmm.
great. I mean, but you want him to come out and cut his promo,
and you want him to get his comeuppance,
Yeah,
I think that's the big thing too. Is like you want to see this guy pay. There's nothing that Seth Rollins has done so far where you're like, ooh, I really want to see him pay.
He's like diabolic, you know,
the one glove,
dude. What's up with the one glove and the leather jacket? I kind of want to start doing that.
Yeah,
yeah,
just one glove,
my
people
right
gonna,
hand.
People are gonna think you're Michael.
Did you ever say hoo-hoo? That's what he said. That's how we would say hello to people.
I like your Michael Jackson impression.
I'm having a rough day today.
Why?
A rough morning.
What's the matter?
It's all right.
What time did you wake up today?
Early. 5:30.
Nice.
Played a little Warcraft.
Nice.
Got the pages set up.
Great.
I got to do some work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take it easy in the afternoon. I'm not going out today.
Nice. Good. Good for you.
The kids are coming. Jess has a meeting at like 5 o'clock. She's going to that.
Cool.
Just chilling.
All right. Good for you.
Today's a chilling day.
Yeah. So what are you complaining about?
I'm not complaining.
You literally.
No. My morning was rough. So to kind of Raw was okay. We're getting closer to Royal Rumble, which is my favorite pay per view.
Next week is the go home show for Royal Rumble. Isn't that nuts?
And then we're into WrestleMania season.
Yeah.
Who do you want to see win it?
I think we talked about this. I would love to see Samoa Joe win it, and you could possibly have that Samoa Joe, Brock Lesnar, like, big main event. Kevin Owens is a good one.
Owens is a good one, yeah.
Daniel Bryan's a good one.
Daniel Bryan, but he's not in it, technically.
Right.
Not yet.
You could also have, like, the big... this is, like, the big... We talked about this a little bit before we got on air, but the big rumor, which it always is Punk entering the Rumble.
Okay.
Right?
What do you think of the whole thing with The Miz? That whole thing, the blow up last week.
Like I was saying before we went on air, I do think the guys want to work with CM Punk and want to promo work him and be like, oh, we're making it edgy and real. And Punk is just like, I don't care. Just stop trying to work me. You know, like the whole Rollins thing and even The Miz thing. And The Miz is the nutty fact about The Miz is the most winningest champion in
the history of the company
from 2010 to 2020, right? Dude's won 14 titles. He never really gets hurt. He is straight up the most company guy they have, right?
Very much so.
The Miz is the epitome of WWE at this point, which is nuts, right? He's a good worker, never gets hurt.
He's an actor.
Great. Yeah. He's an actor, great on the mic. The whole John Morrison thing last week was a bit of a letdown, I'll be honest with you.
On Friday. Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Like, I think the CM Punk thing is like, he's such a different breed of cat than these other dudes that he'll straight up just be like, listen, just leave me alone. I don't want this. But again, if he does make a surprise return, I guarantee you nobody will ever see it coming. Kind of hoping for it, right? I wouldn't mind seeing it.
It's going to have to be done in a moment that people don't see it coming. For
right.
Sure. I don't know.
Because number 30 has to be
big.
Big,
if
right?
it's Brock in the ring.
Right.
I mean, I would say the best thing would be Edge coming, knocking him out, and winning. But I know that is not the direction they're going in.
Undertaker?
If Brock wins, does he challenge for a title? Like, what do you do?
Challenges himself.
Yeah, he fights himself,
his
inner demons
he
in the ring.
Splits into two people.
Ooh, and it's like two little skinny Asian guys.
Don't know. He's like Station.
Yeah. So I don't know. To be honest, everybody's been very hush-hush.
Yes.
So I'm not hearing anything coming in, which is always fun. You know, last year was like that too.
Well, they all, like this year, the reports and the news was saying, a lot of the rumors were saying is like, we don't have concrete plans for Mania, and it's kind of throwing a little monkey wrench into everything. This is always where it gets really interesting for WWE specifically, because at this point, you're going to have to start like really ramping up these feuds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I, for one, don't want to see Samoa Joe and Kevin Owens in a tag match at WrestleMania, because I feel like that's where this is going.
I don't
going.
Know, man.
Right?
I think that one's going to turn on one, you know, and that'll be a match.
Nah.
Because
you have a giant roster. Think
you
about
have a
that.
Tremendous roster.
Plus, now at WrestleMania, you're going to have to include the NXT guys.
And you got like 32 cards.
Right.
I heard you got one NXT match.
For at Mania?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I was told before, like a while ago, was that they were going to kind of do the Wrestle Kingdom thing.
Two nights.
They're going to do, no, NXT, whoever wins that match faces so-and-so.
Okay.
But I don't think that's the plan now. That was a long time ago.
What about John Cena at number 30?
Well, Cena's been very active on Twitter, so I think he's coming back.
If you think about like who makes sense to wrestle Brock Lesnar.
Did Hunter wrestle last year? WrestleMania? He did.
Did he?
Yeah, he wrestled Batista.
Yes.
So you got to also remember, Hunter is probably, if you're Think about all the extra people that you have that possibly could take up a slot, right? You got Undertaker, John Cena,
Hunter,
Triple H, Edge, and then maybe The Rock.
Maybe CM Punk.
Okay. Maybe CM. I mean, you got a lot of people.
Roman.
There. Roman.
I think because, like, the dudes who you want to see face Brock Lesnar is almost an endless list. Anybody we just
mentioned.
I don't
want to see him and Roman again.
That might happen.
Him and Brian, I want to see. Him and Edge, I kind of don't want to see.
Him and Brian, I definitely want to see.
Him and Drew, I would love to see.
Him and The Rock.
Him and The Rock.
But would The Rock show up at entrant number 30 and knock him out? Because that's like kind of like a built-in story.
I don't like watching The Rock run.
Why?
Run, like, he has very long legs, and it's very uncomfortable watching him run for me.
Wobbly?
He's very wobbly on top.
But again, the other thing is they're saying it could be an NXT guy, and this could be
Matt Riddle.
You know, like him making it, getting turned into a made guy.
But does that I know, but you're making him at WrestleMania, right? Like that's your
at the Rumble
guy.
Leading
at the
up
Rumble.
To Adam Cole.
Nah, it needs to be someone that's big.
Mm-hmm.
It really needs to Keith be Lee. Someone. Dude, I would love to see Keith Lee in him. I don't know. Well, we're going to see. I mean, more people are being announced for this thing, obviously.
Walter.
I don't want to see Walter.
Marty Scurll.
I'm over him. Marty is... so let's talk about Marty.
Mm-hmm.
So the story is that he signed a contract with Ring of Honor for a lot of money.
This is insane if it's true.
Working X amount of dates, limited, less than 40 dates.
Yeah.
Also, not being lead booker, but has a lot of influence on the booking team, working with Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. His goal is to bridge the gap between... That's what somebody said. Mm-hmm. I don't think that has been part of it at all. I think he's being smart, and he's trying to make money and work as little as possible.
Sure. I do think that's going to be your... Do you think Marty is the savior of Ring of Honor at this point?
No. No, I don't.
Why?
I don't think so because, you know, I was talking about perception on Twitter. Somebody brought this up, and we were talking about the perception of what makes a product successful and not, right?
Okay.
The perception of TNA, for example, was always the negative stink of WCW, even when they were great.
Yeah.
Even when they were, I mean, just those penny shows were great.
Oh, yeah.
They were having unbelievable matches. That Joe and Samoa Joe and Kurt Angle match, that era was really strong. They had a really decent product.
Super talented roster at one point.
But that six-sided ring and the stink of WCW, for whatever reason, because they were really separated from that.
Yeah.
The Jeff Jarrett stink was too much.
It was.
And even still to this day, they still have that stink on them.
Yes.
Ring of Honor didn't have that stink. They had this cool factor about them. But once you're cool and you're not cool anymore, it's very hard to recover from that. AEW, on the other hand, had the total opposite, where they had zero credibility and zero matches. They had a tremendous cool factor about them.
And they still do.
And they still do. And by the way, they're putting on a decent product.
Absolutely.
It's interesting how you perceive things.
Mm-hmm.
For Ring of Honor, I think they are perceived as a dead company at this point.
By the fans or?
By the fans.
Okay.
Why would you go see Ring of Honor? You know, why?
Yeah.
What's there to see for you?
Well, that's the thing, too. And, like, we've talked about this on several occasions where the draw for... We would go to Ring of Honor shows, too, but I feel like the draw for us was seeing, like, the Bullet Club stuff.
And then before that was seeing, you know, Kevin Steen and seeing Generico and seeing all those guys.
Yeah. But that was, like... That was a good couple of year gap where Ring of Honor got gutted and had to rebuild itself.
But they survived.
They survived. And you know,
guts.
And you know who, I'm going to say this, and you know who was, I think, a big hand in that survival?
Who?
The Briscoes.
You know, yeah, so when they were feuding with the Hardys, right? When, like, they were feuding with Matt and all that stuff.
Jay Briscoe's title runs were awesome, and he was a stalwart for that company.
See, I'm going to tell you something. I never connected with that character.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked Jay Briscoe a lot. Like when he had the world title, man, that was good stuff. And then the whole Jay Lethal stuff was great, but that was also kind of around the time where they were borrowing talent from Japan and dudes were doing excursions, and you had the Bucks, the Hardys, AJ Styles, Adam Cole, and Marty showing up, right?
Yes.
Right. So, like, and Cody at some point,
Yeah.
Right? And then the rise of PCO.
The rise of PCO was so ridiculous where I think that was the first weird move they... I mean, no.
The first weird move they made was letting Dalton Castle loose.
Yeah, and then putting it on... And then putting it on... what's his name? Who'd they put the title on?
Jay Lethal. Matt Taven? Think about Matt Taven?
Matt Taven.
Yeah.
Matt Taven getting that title was a big hit, especially in a time where you should have had a bigger name holding that title.
Okay.
I understand why they did it, because they were afraid, but Marty should have gotten that title immediately.
Absolutely.
He could have been the guy carrying that company.
Mm-hmm.
That NWA stuff was pretty cool that they did.
Right.
I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have a roster anymore, and you haven't pushed anybody.
Ring of Honor.
Yeah, let's look it up.
Rasta. I hope this website is updated. Every time we go on a wrestling company's website, it's like mad dudes who are not even there anymore.
Oh my god, I know.
Alex, first name, Alex Shelley. Alex Shelley's on NXT now.
Yeah, there you go.
Bandido.
Okay, he's there.
Beer City Bruiser.
I don't know, is he still there?
But Bully Ray. Cheeseburger. Brody King.
Okay.
Colt. I don't think Colt's with them anymore. Delirious. Dalton Castle.
Okay.
Let's see. They're still crediting Dragon Lee. Is Dragon Lee still... He's their TV champ, right?
Dragon Lee is their TV champion, yeah.
Flip.
What do they call him there?
Dragon Lee.
They haven't updated it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Flip. Flip is out with an injury, right?
Flip is hurt.
Jay
By the
Briscoe.
Way, his contract is ending, Flip's. So okay. I anticipate he's going to go to AEW.
Jay Lethal, Jeff Cobb, Kenny King.
Okay. Jeff Cobb is with them for a little bit.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm skipping a few names here, by the way. Marty, Matt Taven.
Yeah, it's
PJ Black, Red Titus.
It's a weird roster.
Yeah.
They haven't really...
Roosh.
You know, all these guys like Ricochet and, you know, like, he's a guy that I would say should have been in Ring of Honor.
Silas Young. Yeah, I mean, like, it's a good roster, but what's the difference between this roster and the one from, like, 10 years ago? Because do you think it hurt them moving away from the quote-unquote pure wrestling product?
Well, I think the problem is they didn't move away quick enough.
Okay.
I think that was the biggest problem for growth. Mm. Yeah, you kept the same people that keep going to your shows, but you didn't really do much to evolve beyond it, and you relied on Japanese talent way too much.
Yeah.
They just... It was all about the New Japan guys. We were at the Garden.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody was there to see Ring of Honor.
No, not at all.
At all.
No. And this is not a knock on Taven, but during that ladder match, that was when everybody went to the bathroom.
Dude, they left.
Yeah.
People were leaving during that match.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that Okada was on afterwards, no?
Yeah, yeah.
And people were leaving knowing Okada's there.
I like the roster in the current state. It's just, it needs that one or two little tweaks. I think Marty's the guy to do it. Marty's the guy to bridge the gap and say, like, hey, I'm showing up on NWA TV. I'm showing up on AEW TV. He's still close with the AEW guys.
Yeah.
He could show up in New Japan, right? This is, if you read this deal on paper from what was quote unquote leaked on the internet, it is one of the greatest deals in pro wrestling, where you're making WWE main roster money, supposedly.
Yeah.
You have a hand in booking.
Yeah. You're only working 40 possible commitments.
We're working 40 dates. That's once a week.
But I don't know. I don't know how many does the Ring of Honor put on. Yeah, I guess they do put on a show once a week. That's how many shows they put on.
Allowing him to show up at everywhere else but WWE. You know, like, that's huge.
I don't know. Is AEW allowed in that? I think so.
I think if you have, this is where wrestling becomes like a little more fun and interesting, right? Where it's kind of like very mid 90s, 80s style, where let's say Marty gets the Ring of Honor belt.
Yeah.
Right. Shows up in New Japan with it.
Yeah.
Shows up in AEW with it.
Yeah. Listen, right? that's what NWA wanted to do. Right.
Yeah. And Aldis. Great champ.
Great champion.
Great champion. He is so much bigger than that studio. His presence is so much bigger than that studio audience, and it's great. I think it works for him extremely well. But yeah, I want to see Marty succeed, and we all want that cross-pollination of wrestling. We all want to see New Japan, Ring of Honor, and AEW work together, right?
I would like to see everybody. Mm-hmm. Like I've always said this. The big moment for AEW doing that Jacksonville Jaguars Stadium mm-hmm. is not just doing AEW, doing a WrestleMania-esque
right.
promotional thing. And this was the thing about All Out, where mm-hmm. with All In, when we were talking about when they were doing, I'm like, you know, if they did this once a year WrestleMania style, they could do a big building.
Absolutely.
They could do a, not talking about 70,000, 80,000, but mm-hmm. I'm talking more like 45,000. They
sure.
could do.
I think so.
If you have, you know, the Lucha guys, and you mm-hmm. have the Japanese guys, and you got all these different, you know, titles on the line, you can make this into a great show at the caliber of a WWE, you know, level of wrestling.
Like a crazy supercard again. And speaking of which, like, that New Japan ROH relationship is still lingering. As we were talking about this before we went on air, apparently Jay White is showing up at that supercard.
Yeah, so they've kind of fixed that relationship a little bit. So that says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But Jay White was one that said, I don't want to go back to Ring of Honor.
April 4th, Supercard of Honor in Florida.
I think Marty getting the book will give confidence for other people to want to work with them, to be honest.
For Ring of Honor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, look at Impact, for example. Oh, Impact lost Brian Cage. I know that they're denying it, but the source that's reporting this is very credible. Very connected, very credible.
Is it Mets fan?
Mets fan forever.
Yeah.
It's SoCal Wrestling.
Okay.
And he's very connected with all those guys. So the guy is a great athlete. And he's a big mm-hmm. dude. You bring him in, bring Brody,
Brody Lee, too.
Yeah. What's his name? Jesus Christ. I'm losing my mind today, guys.
It's okay.
You got to forgive me.
It's okay.
Luke Harper.
Yes.
What's his name? Brody Lee.
Brody Lee.
Oh, it is Brody Lee. My God.
You're thinking of Brody King.
I am thinking of Brody King because I just read his name. Oh, God.
Are you okay?
No.
You need to lay down?
I'm dying.
You want
to
take a minute?
Need a minute.
You want to shake the day off?
You want to talk about something?
It's only 11 o'clock.
Oh, I want to cry.
Why don't you? Can you? You're going to cry on it? Eat that shirt. Eat your shirt while you cry. Yeah. Eat that shirt. Yes, Delirious is still head booker.
Yes.
But Marty, apparently, he's going to work under him. That's the other thing, too. Like, this is also, again, it's always around this time of year. Wrestling gets a little benoonies. You have the Marty news. You have the, this is a huge rumor, which I really want to sink my teeth into. Matt Hardy being behind the Dark Order.
The Dark Order.
On
which,
AEW.
Which, you know what? I would freaking love that.
Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it bring so much credibility to those dudes?
Why was everybody freaking out over Dr. Luther? FMW's yeah. Dr. Luther.
Good for him.
Good dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? This is something interesting about AEW. They're giving all these weird guys opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Luther was like a deathmatch guy in Japan, Canadian wrestler. He's a friend of Jericho's.
Yeah.
And like, hey, you want to do this?
Sure.
The guy's getting paid. Yeah. First time in wrestling. He's first time on national TV.
It's interesting how... I don't even know if you can call them wrestling fans. Just hate everything at this point again.
Yeah.
I will say you called it. You were like, give AEW like 6 weeks and then everybody's going to turn
everybody's
on
good.
Them.
Yeah.
It's true. Like the Young Bucks have a lot of unnecessary hate online and I don't know why.
It's a culture that's been created online. Mm-hmm. It's a toxic, toxic culture. I'm going to go into a whole different conversation about,
oh my God.
About how this is going to be the fall of civilization.
Because of pro wrestling?
Because of the fact that we could instantly get our thoughts out at that very second that we feel it.
Mm-hmm.
We have no time to kind of collect what we want to really say.
Uh-huh.
Where now you're just blurting stuff up.
Yes.
And this is a pivotal shift in mm-hmm. the way that people behave.
Sure.
Where now it's going to... Before people didn't act the way they do on the internet in real life. Uh-huh. Now they act like that in real life.
You think so?
I think so. I think people have become insane.
You think people have become the internet?
I think people have become the internet. We have all become the internet.
Okay. I want to hear more about this conspiracy. Is this your favorite conspiracy theory, that people are becoming the internet?
Yeah.
It's not the Anunnaki?
The Anunnaki is probably my favorite one. The fact that we fight intergalactic pedophiles, that's another good conspiracy.
Okay.
I spoke to... Oh, I don't want to tell the story. Do I tell the story?
Yeah, tell the story.
I work with somebody that believes... That genuinely believes. He believes that we are fighting intergalactic battles on all the planets.
Okay.
And there's life on every planet. And that we're fighting all these battles.
Who?
We.
How?
We have a Stargate, and we just beam into these different planets, and we destabilize, and they don't have currency. Uh-huh. And what we do, we introduce currency and monetary, and we have monetary control over them, and it creates these wars, civil wars within the country, and then we wipe them out and start over again.
This is what's happening on Mars right now?
This is what's been happening.
This is what's been happening on Jupiter?
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Uranus is busy.
I'm not kidding. This dude believes it, and I love every second of the fact that he talks to me about this.
Do you think wrestling fans who have turned into the internet are flat earthers?
They're becoming.
Yeah.
You know, here's a question. Have we ever had an alien character?
Yeah.
Who?
Brock
Lesnar?
Chris Statlander.
Chris?
On AEW.
Oh, yeah, she's an alien.
Yeah, she's an alien.
No, but, like, I'm saying, like main roster. Like, big-time alien gimmick.
Muta was questionable because...
Muta was an alien, right?
Because they gave him that, like... I don't know if you guys ever seen this. You guys got a... Gotta check this out on YouTube if it's still available. It's like the origin of Great Muta, and it's like a film in like where he comes out of like a pod in some underground cave.
Yes, and he's oozing. Actually, I think one of the pictures is that you drew behind me.
Yeah. Max Moon.
Max Moon. That's he was an alien. Oz was a wizard.
Okay.
I want like
straight
Roger
up.
From American Dad.
Okay.
That's what I want.
So you want Marco Stunt to be an alien.
You know what? I want Marco Stunt to get a big belly and to be an alien.
You want him to be like a great person.
I want him. You know what? They're on TNT, right?
The great boy. Yeah.
No, isn't American Dad a property of theirs? Why can't he just become Roger?
That is true.
Just be Roger from American
so
Dad.
So you want them to go the NJPW route of
homosexual alien. That's what I want.
Of having like an established character from another genre. Like Liger or Tiger Mask or Curryman.
Yeah.
Like anime characters showing up as wrestlers. You
as
want
wrestlers.
Aliens?
I want aliens.
Who would be your Anunnaki? Big Show.
Wardlow.
Yeah.
Wardlow would be an Anunnaki. Wardlow. Wardlow?
I like that.
Wardlow.
Wardlow. Let's keep saying it.
So let's.
Wardlow.
They're trying to get some big guys over there in AEW, which I kind of like.
That's great.
Any bigger guys?
Brian Cage.
Brian Cage is a big dude.
Yeah.
Between Brian Cage and Brody Lee, and if you get Matt Hardy. Mm-hmm. Those are three really strong acquisitions.
And Brody King. Now, if you get Brody King and Brody Lee, like, who has to change their name?
The King of the Brody. Remember the Battle of the Bam Bams?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's
Bam
right.
Bam Bigelow versus Bam Bam Gordy. You know, I've never seen that match. All I've seen is Bam Bam Gordy running the ropes, and he leans on that thing so much that he goes into second row every time he shoots across.
Oh, I got one for you.
Yeah.
I know you'd love this because he's one of your personal favorites.
Okay.
Ryback in AEW.
Oh, man. Ryback in AEW. Feed me. He's an alien.
Feed me aliens.
Did we ever see him in RVD?
No.
We never got to see them with the battle of the singlets?
No. It's interesting where AEW is going right now because you can, as a fan, I feel like they're holding back on something. You know what I mean? They're not giving you it all. And it's a really solid roster.
Okay. They need to. They had a phenomenal week 2 weeks ago. That show was great.
Yeah.
Last week, not as good.
Good show last week.
Good show, but not as good as the week before.
You don't think so?
No, definitely not as good as the week before. They came out swinging that week. I get it that they're pacing shows.
Yeah.
They have to because they have so many weeks. You know, I do feel that having only one pay-per-view a quarter is going to be a problem for them. They're going to have to add more.
No, because I don't want more. I want one really? A quarter is fine. I'm happy with that.
How many pay-per-views are they doing? You're fine with four pay-per-views?
I'm fine with that.
I would say six.
Totally fine with that. Especially at that price point. It's not like we have it's like a very old school $50 price point, right? But then you have it forever.
What is?
The price point for the
$40 bucks, but you own it. Right. Yeah.
Whereas like the network is $10 a month, right?
Well, that's also a problem. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so like for a year, I'm fine. I'm fine with shelling out
$40 every
quarter. I'm cool with
that. Would you shell out $24 every 6 weeks?
Yes,
you would.
$20, absolutely.
Yeah,
not 24, just 20.
Just 20.
But like, it's also kind of like I can easily invite people over to watch WWE stuff, and they'll be cool with it.
You have a problem with AEW.
But if I'm like, yo, guys, come over and watch this Kenny Omega stuff, they'll be like, huh?
But you gotta also remember, you know, there's a big comparison WWE and WCW.
Right.
WCW had years of legacy.
Yes.
I mean, to compete to get to that level. You know, they had Crockett Promotions, Mid-Atlantic. They evolved mm-hmm. into whatever it became.
Right.
NWA, and then they evolved to WCW. WCW always was that other wrestling company.
Yes.
Until they weren't, until they were the wrestling company for 2 years. AEW doesn't have any legacy of anything. It's just brand new.
But that's a good thing.
Which, that's a positive for them. So,
because they really started strong out the gate.
Yeah, I have to tell you, the ratings are impressive. Mm-hmm. Last week, I'm surprised they were in the 900s.
Amazing.
Competing.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah, so this week is going to be, you know, an important week for them going head-to-head with NXT.
It's all Jericho, by the way.
It's all Jericho.
A lot of it's Jericho.
Dude, the guy is great.
A lot of it's Jericho, but that upper tier of talent they have that's on TV is completely bonkers and ridiculous. And
if you ask me, they need to figure out who their core is. Mm-hmm. And make those guys into monsters.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Kenny Omega should be never losing. He should be murdering everybody on TV every single week. You want to make this guy feel as special as possible.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing about the way that AEW is and Ring of... Not so much AEW, but Ring of Honor, New Japan, all the elite guys, right? Mm-hmm. Up until now, how often are you watching Japanese wrestling? Like everybody, like Minoru Suzuki, great example.
Yeah.
How many matches do you see of Minoru Suzuki a year?
True. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many matches of Kenny Omega did people see before they did AEW? A year.
Ooh, he was in a lot.
But you would say most people saw maybe under 10?
But he was in a lot of the Japanese philosophy of the mixed tag.
How many people saw those?
Right.
So I think, you know, now you're actually getting... If you watch only 10 matches of Kenny Omega and they're all knockouts, you're going to have a very different perception of him when... He goes on TV for 52 weeks, mm-hmm. and he only has a couple of really, really good matches. He still has 10 knockout matches, but you saw him 42 times before that, not really do much.
My pick for breakout star of AEW, Ray Phoenix.
Yeah, he's going to be.
I think so. I think like Phoenix is definitely going to be one of those guys. Guevara. Has Jack Hager wrestled yet?
No. He's just an enforcer.
Just like a big dude.
He's doing the Diesel gimmick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Somebody saying AEW in summer of 2020 hired Jim Johnson. We haven't gone to the summer of 2020.
mm-hmm.
This man's from the future.
Elijah Washington, are you from the future? they're doing good. I also do think like they're leaving stuff open for like again, like we mentioned the Matt Hardy thing in passing.
Yeah.
Imagine if that rumor's true. Imagine if like he's done with WWE, he already has the seeds in place to be Broken Matt as the leader of the Dark Order.
They do too many spooky angles, though. They do too much repetition of the same angles.
On what?
On AEW.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's only one spooky thing, though.
No, you got the Nightmare Collective. You got the Dark Order. Right?
And the Butcher and the Blade. Do you consider all of them spooky?
They're all spooky. Butcher and the Blade. I connect all of them.
I don't think the Nightmare Family's supposed to be spooky.
They just give you haircuts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, now they're creepazoids, all of them. That's the whole thing. They're all weird and creepy.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's... we have seen an NXT ratings collapse in a new year, and I don't know why. I don't know why that's happening. You know, again, it's... They're in the same building every week.
Right.
It gets numb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when AEW... Like, I hate that building that they're in Florida. Whenever they do that Jacksonville show, but it looks so different, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a great building.
Plus, AEW's promo television commercials are ridiculous awesome.
Oh, yeah, they're very well done.
Compared to, like, because, like, the NXT commercials, you don't really get a hint at the product, right? Because they'll show them on USA on occasion, and you'll be like...
Stale.
Cool. But when TNT shows those AEW, there's a lot of... bright colors and like really well edited, it's more attractive, you know,
the Diwali celebration.
Mm-hmm. Especially right? now
the powder.
Yeah, now I think their ratings are gonna go up because we are in the middle of basketball season and you have a lot of crossover potential with TNT during basketball games.
Yeah, I think having a strong lead in for them is going to be beneficial. I'm not concerned about the ratings as much as I am, what do they do with Kenny Omega? You got Pac, you got Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
Right, like top tier. We talk about this. Pac, Kenny, Cody,
Lucha Brothers.
I'm taking tag teams out.
Okay.
Just singles. Kenny, Pac,
Moxley,
Jericho,
Hangman.
Cody, Hangman.
Hangman.
I mean, he's getting there.
Yeah.
MJF.
Sure.
I mean, they do have a pretty strong top tier. But
great roster.
But if you do your main guy, it's Kenny Omega, Cody.
Jericho and Mox.
They got four core people.
I'll throw Pac up there.
Okay. But they got to do more with him.
Yeah.
Now, when you add a guy like Matt Hardy, and you add a guy like Brian Cage, and you add Brody Lee, okay, this is getting interesting, you know? But you need everybody to kind of develop themselves first before the matches.
Well, I don't think Brody Lee is going to have to worry about that, because he's already established, right? He's been the same character for, like, let's say 15 years.
Brody?
Yeah.
No, he's going to be established. He just, where do you go with him?
I would do a giant singles run with that guy.
I would love it. I would love to see it.
But at that point, are you making the mistake of making it WWE light with all these guys, right? Because the stink of WWE is not on Pac or Mox or Jericho could do whatever the F he wants, right? But people know him from WWE. It's almost like a weird infiltrate. Like he is the outsiders at this point.
Perception, right? We're talking about perception today.
He is the outsiders at this point, right? Like he is the epitome of Kevin Nash and Scott Hall right now. If you bring in a Matt Hardy and, you know, Harper, what is that? How do you perceive that?
I don't know. Again, it's interesting because I don't feel whenever the WWE guy's on TV, I don't feel like it's like, well, TNA all over again. You got all these WWE guys. Impact, it's baffling. The top tier stars that Impact had in 2000 and when was that, Hogan era? 2010.
Sure.
Yeah, 2010 with Bret Hart. They did that thing. You had Hogan, Nash, Hall, X-Pac, Bischoff,
Booker
Kurt
T.
Angle, Samoa Joe, Booker T, Scott Steiner, Sting, Ric Flair, Mick Foley,
RVD. Nuts.
I mean, it's endless. And that is you have one of the greatest rosters to kind of be compiled, and you blew it.
Well,
AEW doesn't have anywhere near that roster.
Well, let's call it a spade a spade here. And I think by you mentioning all those dudes being there, it was called a paycheck.
Of course, yeah.
You know, like, I'm going to show up to this TV taping once or twice a week. Who gives a shit?
But
I'm going to get paid a ton of money.
Same problem as AEW.
You think so?
I'm sorry, not AEW. I apologize. NXT. Same building. Every single week.
Okay.
It's going to play a part in NXT. Listen, I think NXT has better weekly wrestling as a whole, but the show is AEW because it looks better, not because of promos or any of that. It just looks better and it feels different. It doesn't feel like a WWE product. But if you take the smoke and mirrors out, NXT could possibly be the better show every single week. It's just, you know, a lot of hoopla
with
AEW.
I like that word.
Hoopla?
Hoopla.
Pyro and ballyhoo?
A lot of hoopla. Your Michael Jackson impression again.
Woohoo!
I don't know why that's so funny.
Did you watch the NXT UK show?
I did not. I did not know it was on.
I knew it was on. I was out, and I was like, I'll watch it when I get back, and I totally forgot about it. I was supposed to watch it before the show, but I heard it was a solid show.
I heard it was a lot of good wrestling.
A lot of good wrestling.
A lot of good wrestling. Talk to me about Scott Steiner.
Oh, let's say he's in NWA. He's wrestling.
I'm oddly excited for it because it makes you, like, Scott Steiner's an interesting guy, you know? As much as the fans, like, poo-poo him.
Why do they poo-poo him?
I think they just don't get it.
Big Papa Pump?
Yeah, you know?
Big Bad Booty Daddy?
But, like, him showing, I think he did a couple of things on Being the Elite, which are hysterical. And then him showing up on NWA, like, It's great and funny at the same time. Like, Billy Corgan's doing everything right with that NWA show.
He wrestles with a shirt on now, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, he showed up with no shirt the other day.
Oh, he didn't have a shirt on?
Yeah, he had the chainmail, I think.
He did have the chainmail.
Yeah.
NWA. Let me see what he had on. No, but he had a vest on, no?
Did he?
Yeah, I think he had a vest on. I'm trying to find this. I posted the photo. How do I? No, he did have a shirt on. He had the chainmail on. Oh no, those are his chest tattoos.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Scott Steiner, NWA debut.
Yeah, but you're going to get everything from like 50 years ago.
I'm putting in 2020. Yeah, oh. He had a vest. The guy looks, he still looks good, man. It's hysterical.
The guy is ridiculous.
So good. Was Scott Steiner one of your favorites?
I loved him in his Steiner Brothers gimmick.
Like way back in the day.
I was a huge Scott Steiner fan. And whenever like I had the, I think it was the Galoob figures, the WCW figures.
Yeah.
The Galoob, the one that I have. My kids probably took it. I had the Scott Steiner one. So he was doing this. And that was always me.
Okay.
That was me when I would play with
him. So you were Scott Steiner.
I was Scott Steiner. And the ass of the singlet got worn. And it was just flesh color.
Oh, nice.
And I had, because
you were kissing it too much.
I was kissing it too much. And I put white out on his ass. And I made his whole outfit white with white out.
All right.
Yeah.
That's cool. That works. Somewhere very, upstairs, very creative.
So, yeah. He had a mullet.
If you could be Scott Steiner's manager, would you be Scott Steiner's manager?
No, I don't want to go anywhere near that guy.
Why not? I saw him. I saw him at a Comic Con once.
What's he
just
doing?
Walking around,
just hanging out.
Just hanging out, and I was like, "Oh shit, Scott Steiner!" But like he, like in person, he was just wearing like a t-shirt and jeans, and I was like, "Ah, oh, this is a big dude," you know?
Yeah.
But you can tell it was him because he had this thing going on.
I mean,
the multicolored goatee.
How do you walk around society and not get stopped regularly when you have that?
Mm-hmm.
People have to know that you're either a serial killer or you're someone that, you know, should be known.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was at a comic book convention. So you trying to get Siri in on this?
A serial killer or yeah, it's hearing me.
Oh, because you said, hey, Siri.
I it heard me.
Now mine's going to go. What are you most looking forward to, besides Scott Summers?
Scott Summers?
Scott Summers before Cyclops shows up.
Cyclops shows up. You know what I would love to see?
Mm.
I want Disney to buy WWE, and I want all the X-Men in WWE.
It would happen. It could happen.
All the X-Men characters?
Yeah.
Cyclops?
Who'd dress up the half? Dress up Finn Balor as Cyclops.
Who would Undertaker be?
Beast.
Beast.
Undertaker is showing up at the Rumble. And he's going to take out Brock Lesnar. Again, we're circling back to that conversation because there's a lot of moving parts with that. Like, it's an interesting angle. It kind of makes you want to watch it. I hope the Rumble isn't like 47 matches too long, you know, because you're going to have the Women's Rumble, the Men's Rumble,
yeah.
A title match, right?
Mm,
probably a couple of tag,
couple title
couple tag matches.
Let me see here. Let's pull up the card. When are we doing the bonus shows?
Are you talking to me? Or are you,
yeah.
When do you want to do them?
We should do maybe on the weekend.
When are you, this weekend, I am not good.
Okay.
When are you okay during the week?
Oh, next week is going to be probably Thursday.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do one Thursday.
Next week, I'm a Thursday boy.
We can do the show and then do a Royal Rumble watch along.
Okay.
Maybe get a couple of sandwiches.
Oh, you going to hang out for Rumble? You're coming over?
No. No, next Thursday, we'll do a Royal Rumble watch-along.
Okay.
As far as the Rumble goes, that's a maybe.
Okay.
Give me your surprises.
Give
us your questions, guys,
yeah,
also.
Let's do questions. Oh, also, outside of the Tessa controversy, we probably would have been having a way different discussion today.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think it deflated the whole thing, but she became Impact World Heavyweight Champion.
Is that still considered a legit world title?
They called it a world title.
Okay.
It was, and I actually, when I was making a post, I went to see what Impact posted. They called it a world title.
Okay.
Same with AEW, by the way. AEW, they called it a world title. So I guess they're considering it a world title. They also updated the belts. I don't know if you saw that.
No.
Let me show you. The belts are now red. No more blue.
For Impact?
Yeah, look at the belts. They did a
distressed...
reddish orange
those are
title.
Nice looking belts. Everybody's got nice belts now.
Yeah, they're really nice belts, and they're all distressed, so the leather's distressed, the belt is, it looks like it's been worn by people.
Yeah.
Brand new.
Renius Meister, who do you think will change of what? Who do you guys think will change of day of the week first, AEW or NXT?
Good question.
I would say NXT moves to like a Tuesday.
It should be a Tuesday, but they left the Tuesday slot open because they SmackDown, they want to go to Tuesday. They don't want to be on Friday.
Right.
This is a experiment, and I think if they go on Tuesday on the network on Fox, their ratings will be much higher.
Okay.
Friday's a rough night.
Yeah. Kayfabe Chronicles, who is NXT throwing into the Rumble, both men's and women's? I think for women's, you're going to get Io Shirai, you're going to get Shayna Baszler, you're going to get Rhea Ripley, you're going to get Toni Storm, and I think you're going to get Bianca Belair.
Okay, nice picks.
Yeah. For the men, I definitely think Undisputed. If not Undisputed, then just Adam Cole, Keith
Lee.
Well,
we got 16 slots filled right now.
Mm. Matt Riddle.
So who's missing?
Matt Riddle. Ciampa, maybe? Gargano?
Let me see here.
Royal Finn? Rumble. Fern Balor?
My hip is killing me.
Will The Undertaker return as the Underchewer and just be sponsored by Blue Chew? I would love that.
The Underchewer. I love it. All right.
Get your Here's what boners. We have so
Here's what we have announced, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Brock, Roman, AJ, Eric Rowan, Randy Orton, Rey Mysterio, mm-hmm. Ricochet, mm-hmm. Drew McIntyre, mm-hmm. Elias, Corbin, Dolph, mm-hmm. Otis, Tucker,
great.
Rusev, uh-huh. Lashley, mm-hmm. Aleister Black, Buddy Murphy.
No 16. Kofi?
Nothing. No, nothing yet.
So Kofi and John Morrison doing some wacky shit.
Well, do we have any other matches? We do. We have the Men's Rumble, Women's Rumble, Fiend versus Daniel Bryan,
mm-hmm.
Becky versus Asuka, mm-hmm. Roman versus Corbin.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have so far.
Great.
But so these are 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, they got more matches to announce.
Yeah. I wish they did the 40-man Rumble again. That was fun.
You know what? That wasn't bad, but it was a lot of people. Also, they announced in February they're going to Saudi Arabia again.
Yeah. Oh,
so it'll be the fallout of this. So I don't know. Is that Edge's return?
Saudi Arabia?
I hope not, man. Come on. That's probably why he came back.
Those are the ultimate nobody gives a shit shows.
You know what, though? How much money they probably threw for him to come back?
Absolutely.
For that?
Like these guys are making money hand over fist. But I think as far as the fans go, nobody. Do you know anybody who looks forward to the Saudi shows?
No. It's really. They're awkward.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Not even last year when we should have liked it with the Hogan versus Flair thing.
It was Halloween.
It was Halloween.
It was a spooktacular.
Let's see. What else we got here? Will we see Undertaker at WrestleMania? Who will he face? I'm going to say yes.
I think we'll get an entrance and like a tombstone and that's it.
I think we're getting a final match.
He's going to do a final match. Who does his final match? John Cena?
Taker wins a Rumble. Takes the title off of Brock Lesnar.
Oh my God.
Retires.
And that's it. He mm-hmm. just disappears?
Yeah. Yep, poof.
Floats away.
Let's see, what else we got here? Roman versus Corbin at the Royal Rumble. Blah, 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 blah. Guys, give us your questions. Kayfabe Chronicle says he's never seen a Saudi show.
Good.
Taker versus Max Moon.
What's up with the Max Moon stuff? Why is everybody all about Max Moon?
Because we're talking about aliens?
Yeah, we were talking about aliens. So, what do you think of Tessa winning the title?
I think it's great. I like it. It sucks that it's overshadowed by like all this shit that's coming out about her now that A, who knows if it's true, and B, like, you know, it's just weird. It's weird how people talk to each other on the internet, you know, because it's not like, I feel like it's the improper forum to air your dirty laundry, but everybody does it now,
yeah,
you know?
That's how you do it.
It's like a weird, like calling somebody out in public is now like going on Twitter and being like, you said this and this. Blah, blah, blah. And then somebody saying, I'm a changed person now. Oh, you're still a piece of shit. Blah, blah, blah. It's so weird. You know, people are becoming the internet.
Can we discuss Rob Van Dam's new gimmick where he just makes out with
his horny girlfriend?
He's a horny guy now. That's his thing. He just makes out with the girl he comes out with.
I think that's got to be a standard, right? Like when you reach a certain age in wrestling,
you just don't give a shit.
You're just the horny guy now. Like, like the King did it, right? At one point. I think Flair did it at one point. Right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You're just like, I'm the horny guy now.
Oh, that's what you are.
Yeah, like, okay,
I'm
cool.
I'm looking at Impact's.
He deserves. Scott Steiner was the horny guy at some point.
Scott Steiner was the horny guy.
I think, didn't he get a lap dance also on NWA TV?
He got it on NWA TV?
Right.
Or Impact?
No, on NWA.
No, it was Impact.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he got a lap dance by, what's her name?
Okay.
I forgot her name.
He can be the horny guy.
Scarlett.
That's fine.
Johnny Swinger, by the way, great gimmick in mm-hmm. Impact. He's doing the carny old school wrestler.
Okay.
So like he'll speak carny and be like, hey, I need a, do you got any peezles? And he called somebody Ariazat.
Right.
Yeah, he called somebody Ariazat.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's pretty cool. Anything else? Any other questions before we wrap it up? Yeah. Questions.
Give us the questions.
Give us the questions.
Does AEW introduce a mid-card title this year? I think they're not, because I feel like they're going to make some kind of deal where you're going to get NJPW or Ring of Honor stuff defended on TV.
I don't know. I'm curious about that. Do they need... I know that there is a secondary title being made.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if that's a... They were initially going to do a lightweight title because Sammy was the lightweight champion in AAA.
Right.
AAA is CMLL. Can't remember.
AAA. I want to say AAA.
Yeah. So I know that they were playing with that idea, but everybody's light. Everybody's, you know, a lightweight. So I think a secondary title, a TV title, would be beneficial for them.
Yes.
You know what? And then you don't... I would have that title being defended on After Dark, and you don't have to have Kenny Omega and Pac on that thing.
The After Dark title.
Maybe do it the After Dark
title. Or like a TV title. I always like a good TV title.
I love a good TV title.
Thoughts on Triple H talking about Paige? What do you think? I think he made a joke, and people took it the wrong way on the internet. People have turned into the internet.
I listened to it, and I didn't hear anything wrong other than a joke.
He made a joke.
He wasn't, you know, people are freaking out over it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What is your best AEW theme song? I'm going to say The Butcher and the Blade.
Best AEW theme song has to be...
Or Jericho's.
You know what? I actually like Jericho's, and I like Moxley's, and everybody hates Moxley's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind Moxley.
R.I.P. La Parca also.
Yes, but not...
He's not WCW La Parca.
Yes.
He's L.A. Park now.
No.
Yes.
Now, the other one is L.A. Park.
No, the original La Parca, this guy.
Yeah.
That's L.A. Park.
That's what I mean. That's L.A. Park. So people are very confused over this. So La Parca was a Triple E guy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This La Parca, the one that we know.
Right.
He left and went to WCW.
Yes.
In Mexico, Triple A owned the rights to La Parca, so they had a different La Parca. For majority of the career of La Parca in Mexico, it was always the second La Parca.
Right.
And then they had a La Parca match, La Parca versus L.A. Park, where the original L.A. Park won, but they still continued the La Parca gimmick.
Right.
So it's not the one that we know. It's not the chairman of the board.
It's a little confusing, but...
It's the other La Parca. A lot of people were confused over it.
Yeah.
Well, rightfully so.
It's almost the same thing with Sin Cara and Mystico,
yeah,
and how the same dude had the name Mystico at two different points in their career.
Yeah.
You know? So Mexican wrestling gets a little weird sometimes.
Anything else before we wrap it up? I got to know the show. I got to do What the Tuck today.
Rich, do you know who the Butcher is outside of AEW? Yes, he is the guitarist for Not All That Remains.
Is he really?
Yeah. He's the guitarist for like a metalcore band. A good metalcore band. Every Time I Die, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So that's why their theme is pretty rocking.
The Butcher and the Blade and the Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious to see what they do.
Let's see. What do we got?
What do you think of Big Show coming back?
I'm okay with that.
These one-offs.
I'm fine with Big Show coming back. I always like the Big Show. The interesting thing about the Big Show. Okay, so you know who Joe Manganiello is?
Yeah.
You know, he's a huge Dungeons and Dragons guy, right?
Is he?
Yeah. Joe Manganiello, huge. If you guys love tabletop gaming, Joe Manganiello, huge nerd, huge tabletop gamer. And you can go on YouTube and like see his he built like a ridiculous D&D area in his basement, right? His beautiful old house in California. The other day he posted a photo of his campaign that who he was playing with, right?
Okay.
Tom Morello.
Wow.
Right? Vince Vaughn.
Okay.
And then there was a fourth picture, and it was Paul White.
Really?
Yeah. Just like, hey, I sent it to my wife, and I'm like, Tom Morello, great, understandable. Vince Vaughn, very interesting. And then just like one shot of
Paul White.
Of Paul White, like hanging out. And I'm like, I want to know
Paul
White is doing playing D&D. Like what his character is. What his attributes are. Is he a dwarf? Is he a giant?
Oh my God.
Is he a rogue?
There. He is there.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Why does he play this?
Well, apparently between Manganiello and a couple other guys in Hollywood.
And this dude is banging Sofia Vergara's
Absolutely.
Can we just talk about, and he's playing Dungeons and Dragons with mm-hmm. his random ragtag group mm-hmm. of pseudo celebrities.
So apparently there's two major games that go on in Hollywood, and one of them is his, and the other one I think Vin Diesel plays in.
Oh my god. Yeah. That's great. I love that.
Which is great. I want that crossover. I want to know what the Big Show's deal is playing D&D. I want to see the Big Show play D&D.
Yeah, how do you think he played? Do you think he knows like all the rules, or do you think he was just there?
I think he does know the rules, or I don't know. I'm so fascinated by this. And that's also a room of giant people. Manganiello's like 6'6".
Oh, yeah, he's huge.
Vince Vaughn's a giant person. The Big Show is the Big Show.
He's a huge wrestling fan, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's the founder of Death Savers.
Death Saves.
What is that?
It's his
clothing brand,
but it's also like a D&D role.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I don't know much about D&D. I would like to learn more.
Joe has confirmed that he knows nobody who plays. That's right. That was like a weird thing.
What?
With, I think Manganiello was calling out Vin Diesel saying, like, you don't really play Dungeons and Dragons.
Really?
Yeah. Hysterical. Matt Mercer has the other big D&D game. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Cool. Thank you, pro wrestling.
That is really interesting that people know this.
Fascinating. But yeah. his setup in his basement is completely off the wall bonkers.
I got to see. I looked at the photos. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks nuts, but the Big Show was there for some reason, which is fascinating to me.
Big Show. So, yeah, I like the Big Show.
Who else? I could see, like, Kofi playing D&D. But, no, Big Show's a big video game
Well,
guy.
They did, I think, on Up, Up, Down, Down, they had a D&D episode with Ember Moon.
It's too long.
What's his name? Xavier and the dude who Brock Lesnar beat up.
Oh, the commentator.
Yeah. Dio Madden?
Dio Madden.
Yeah, and they were playing it. It's not too long. It's only as long as you make it.
Huh?
It's not, you ever play D&D?
I haven't. It's like an 18-hour game.
No. I mean, like, kind of.
I'm sorry. I'm mistaking you with Risk.
Are you thinking about Monopoly?
I'm thinking of Risk. Risk is a long game.
Risk gets very long.
Yeah.
I haven't played Risk in a very long time.
I played it at a friend's house in, like, 7th grade. He always wanted us to play Risk.
Risk is a great game.
And he had, like, a big table for it.
Alexa Bliss was there, too. Doing the, I think, Big E, right?
I would love to play that with them.
It would be, would you be a character or would you be the Dungeon Master?
I don't know.
What kind of character would you be? What would you be?
Troll.
Yeah? You'd be a troll?
Love it.
You'd be a cool, what would your name be?
Zul'Farad.
Zul'Farad? Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. I play Warcraft all the time. I play World of Warcraft now.
You can find the game with, sorry to cut you off. You can find the game with Big Show and Joe Manganiello on YouTube.
Oh, they actually have the game on there.
Okay, cool.
Oh, no, I'm asking.
That's what KFAB Chronicle says.
I only saw the photos.
Love it.
Awesome. All right, guys.
Awesome.
Time to wrap it up. I got to go, and I got to get my bearings in order. Go to our website, gfknetwork.com. Subscribe to us. We're everywhere podcasts are available. Stitcher, TuneIn, Apple.
You're fading.
I'm fading.
We got one more question.
Oh, what is it?
Tim Anger, if you could play video games with any wrestler, who and what?
Brock Lesnar.
What game? Mario Kart.
No, we did this skit. Remember, we spoke about this one time. I would want to play with Sandman.
Oh, no. What game? Do you think Sandman has ever played a video game?
I would want to play.
I could see him playing.
I would want to play a basher, like the X-Men.
Okay,
like the arcade game. That's what I would play. I would play the X-Men arcade game with Sandman.
I would do Mortal Kombat with Samoa Joe.
I want it to be as weird as possible.
Okay, so
who's the weirdest guy you can see playing video games with?
Randy Orton. Yeah, NBA Jam. That might
NBA
actually be fun.
Jam.
I do like Sandman, though. Sandman in any video game situation, I think, is hysterical.
Yeah.
Castlevania
with Sandman.
Ricky Morton. Marvel vs. Capcom.
Oh, my God. You know what? You win. That's mm-hmm. the one. That's the one right there.
Or Jeff Hardy in full-on Will-O-The-Wisp attire.
Just sitting there in character playing mm-hmm. what?
I don't know. Minecraft.
Have you ever played that?
No.
I've never played Minecraft. All right, guys. That's it for this week. See you all later.
Later.
Take care.
Patreon.com/MattMenPodcast.
There you go. Thank you.